Welcome to another episode of the Healing Poetic Podcast. I am your host, Kia McClain. Thank you for joining me again. I am excited to share this conversation with you all. Healing hurts. Not healing hurts. That's what we're talking about. We can make a decision to do one or the other. Both decisions are going to cause some pain. It's going to cause some distress. It's going to cause some discomfort. And from my perspective, and also from my experience, I can speak from a person that didn't choose healing, and I can choose as a person who did choose healing what that actually has looked like for me. They both were painful. And as I've already stated, they both cause some distress and discomfort. One will bring about one type of result, and the other will bring about a different result. The choice is ultimately going to be up to you as the individual on which one you're going to choose. Now, one thing I'll tell you that is funny and that people say often is that due to me being a Taurus, that I'm very stubborn, hard to change, right? They say that's one of the traits of a Taurus. Well, it's typically said in a negative way. Oh, you can't get them to change. They won't budge on their decisions. But they don't often talk about the positive side of the stubborn side of the Taurus, the bull, which is we are very stubborn about the things that we want to do that are positive as well. So when I decided that I wanted to make a change and do things that would ultimately be representative of the person that I knew I wanted to become, I knew that that was going to include me being uncomfortable. I knew this. This was a known fact. I had spoken with my therapist about it. I had spoken with people that I knew that had made this step in their own lives. And one of the things that happens is you can continue to do the same thing because it's comfortable, because it's familiar, and because it doesn't force you to conform to do different things. It allows you to stay in that comfortable space that you've been in. You're familiar with that space. How many times do you say, I'm going to just do this because it's comfortable. I'm going to just stay here because it's familiar. I'm going to just put up with this person because I've known them for 30 years. How many times have you said things like that? Well, that is the unhealed version. Those are just some examples of the unhealed version, because the unhealed version wants to remain in that comfortable position. Change is a threat to a person that wants to stay unhealed. And I'm not going to even say want to, because it's not always a desire to stay there, but it is a choice that we're continuing to make by staying there. Because we live in an information system now, where information is at our fingertips, which means, you know, previously in some former years, the information was not there. So people did not know that they had the resources that we know about today. Knowing about the resources that we have available to us, I had a decision to make. I could choose to use the resources to help me to overcome some pain and some fears and some trauma and some issues that I was dealing with, or I could stay in that comfortable, rigid, fearful, angry, bitter space that I was in. But the choice was ultimately mine to make. Okay? So as you listen to this podcast, the choice is ultimately yours to make. You get to do whatever you want to do, right? But the information is there that if you want to become a healed person, there are things that you can do to become a much better version of yourself. So again, one's going to bring about the same or similar results. Let's go through what that may look like. These things, if you remain the same, can be detrimental to you. These things can lead to bitterness. They can lead to anxiety. They can lead to you being a pessimist. It can lead to your ultimate life being unhappy. If you choose to become healed and do the work to heal from the trauma, from the toxicity, from the fear, from the pain, if you choose to heal, some of the things that can happen is clarity, awareness, peace, joy, you know, better relationships with yourself, a better relationship with others. These are just some things. Now, I can't tell you that without also telling you the in-between. And the in-between are those moments where the unhealed version of you, as you're healing, is trying to say, hey, remember me? And so you'll find yourself going back to some of those techniques and ways that you used when you were unhealed, right? Because you don't go from unhealed to healed in 24 hours. So what happens is, as you go through that time where you are doing the work to heal, something may come up that triggers you to do something that you did in the unhealed version of yourself. So I'll give you an example. I'll use myself and my business as an example. You're welcome. But I really struggled with anger issues back in the day. And this was a massive problem for me. I mean, when I tell you this was a massive problem, it was a major, major problem in my life. And eventually, what people would say to me was going to happen to me was not going to end well. And I took it to heart. So I made some very, very different decisions in my life. And I chose to go to anger management. I chose to go to anger management not once, but twice. Now, here's the thing. As I went through anger management, I was not healed. I hadn't figured it all out. It didn't stop me from behaving the same way as I did in my unhealed version. Because just because I was moving towards healing didn't mean I had arrived there yet. So ultimately, what happens is I go back to the familiar space of doing some of those things. So I made a lot of mistakes as I was doing that work. What I had to also learn to do was give myself some grace, right? I had to give myself some grace and just keep going, because what will happen, now listen to this part, what will happen as a result of you doing the work? People around you are going to see you doing this work. People around you are going to know that something's different about you. People around you are going to be wondering, what's going on with them? Why are they doing all of these things? Why are they talking different? Why are they walking different? Why are they looking different? Right? So the people around you are going to notice this. And so let's say, for instance, like I did, I shared with people, I'm going to anger management. I need to get my anger under control. This isn't appropriate behavior and it doesn't feel good. I just want to heal. I want to resolve some of these things that are causing the triggers, right? The people that know you, the people are that are around you, they knew the angry side of me. That is the friend that they developed. That is the acquaintance that they developed that relationship with. That is the partner that they established that relationship with. So me changing is going to change the dynamics of the relationship, whether it be good or bad. Why? Because the person that they know is ultimately going to no longer exist. The Kia that they met is not going to be the Kia that they will come to know. As I heal from my anger, which is a direct result of my trauma, the person that they knew will no longer be that person. And they may find that we have nothing in common. They may find that I am continuing to try to evolve and grow and heal while they stay the same. That can become scary for people. People can get offended by that. People can feel intimidated by that. And so you have to be careful and pay attention to that, because it's not going to always feel good to lose people, especially people that you thought would understand. All I'm trying to do is grow and heal and be positive and have, you know, great interactions with people in life. So what I had to learn was give yourself grace for the mistakes you make. Give yourself grace for the people that you're going to lose along the way. Send them empathy and love, because they won't all understand this process that you're going through. Some people are going to take it personal. I read this book, The Four Agreements, and I used to do this. One of the things I used to do was take so many things personal. And that was one of the biggest lessons I had to learn. And I had to go back and read that book several times, because I really struggled with taking things personal. And I see people do that now with me in the way that I'm growing and the way that I'm releasing. I watch people struggle with that. And I have empathy for that, and I send them love and light. So when I say that to people, some people don't take that as authentic, but it's a very real thing that I do, because I remember being in that space of questioning, you know, why people, what I would used to call it, walk away from me. No one is walking away from you. People are transcending. People are moving to different seasons of life. Oftentimes, it isn't personal unless it is, right? There are those moments. There are people I've released because it was personal. But there are some people that I've released because it was just a different season of life. It was not anything that I felt was beneficial to me anymore. And a lot of times we don't understand that when you are healing, that is one of the things that's going to undoubtedly happen. People, you're going to lose people. And I don't even like to use the word lose, because I'm not losing anything. You're going to shed the relationships that you once had so that new ones can grow and develop and come into your life. That's the way I see it personally. The word lose people, I don't really understand that. I understand people use it, and that's how maybe some people feel. But a person that's no longer attached to me is not a loss. It is, you know, like I said, it is, we are moving through different phases of life, and that particular season has just come to an end. So I understood that going into this, it was going to be painful. I got into this knowing that this is going to hurt me, and it's probably going to hurt me more in the beginning, starting out, than staying in the same place. And that discomfort was hell. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been on this journey consistently, I've been on this journey for 15 years. 15. When I tell you the types of bumps and lumps that I've had and I've gone through during this 15-year season has been a lot. There's been a lot of sliding back down the slide backwards and going through and experiencing some of the same mistakes because we like comfort. We like comfort. And I would often slide back down the slide and I would make the same mistakes and I would keep getting the same results. And I can assure you, I have finally arrived at a place where I'm not sliding back down the slide because I can't afford my emotional, mental, and spiritual health cannot afford to keep doing that. I'm trying to go to a place where I am not allowing my unhealed traumas and issues to get me to a place where I'm back where I started. So you have to understand that you're going to probably shrink lower than you are at your unhealed version to begin to heal. You're going to have to understand that you're going to experience people that will be offended by your healing, that will be offended by the fact that you are taking a journey that a lot of people around you will not understand and will not be on themselves. Choosing to heal, I understood it was going to mean I was going to offend people and it wasn't going to be an intentional offense. Choosing to heal, it meant I was going to give myself grace and I was going to speak to myself with love. I was going to always create a safe space within myself and for myself. I was going to be honest with myself so that I would demonstrate the work that I was doing in an authentic way, in an authentic and raw way. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. You don't even have to believe it. I don't care about any of that. None of those things have anything to do with me and the journey that I'm on. I had to make a decision to do the work that was necessary so that I was living a life that was definitely genuine, that was definitely leading to me having the highest level of happiness and joy because I chose to work through some issues that contributed to the unhealed version of me. I had to make a decision that taking accountability, becoming self-aware, forgiving myself for decisions that I made and forgiving other people, not being the victim, not complaining, not seeing everything that other people do as having anything to do with me. Those are things that I concentrated on. And so along the way, there have been people that have been offended by my decision for me. There have been people that were not willing to accept my boundaries and the work that I was doing on myself for myself. There have been people that chose to become bitter and angry and have animosity towards me because of the decision that I made for myself. I'm going to tell you something, and I've shared this before on this podcast with you all. A decision that someone makes for their lives oftentimes have nothing to do with you. I know upwards of hundreds of people. I would challenge myself and say I probably know over 1,000 people, okay, through social media and personally. When you dwindle that down to the people that I tend to associate with, we're talking about numbers of people, right? So now we're talking about people that I may socialize with, talk with, hang with, text with, email with regularly. We're talking over 10 people. Okay. Now let's dwindle it down to my closest friends. My closest friends are in the 3 to 4 people range. Okay. Now, I want you to think about this. When I make decisions, I know thousands of people. I'm dwindled down to at least 10 or more people that I speak with regularly. Then you take it down to the very close people in my life. Do you think that I have time to concentrate on each individual and make my decisions based on all of these people that I have in my life? Most people that are not even close to you or that you don't have close dealings with tend to believe that they are that relevant in your life, though. And I can assure you, at least for me, that no one is that relevant in my life, that when I make decisions, I'm making the decision because of that one person or because of those two people. Every decision I make is solely connected to me making a change to benefit myself. Because if I make a change that benefits myself, it's going to benefit the people I'm connected to. And I'm about community, and I want not only myself to grow and heal, I want those that I'm closely connected to grow and heal. So when I make a decision, the decision is not just for me. The decision is for me and for those close to me. And some people will do the work while others don't. And they will ultimately become part of a previous season in life. And that's just what it is. And so I think it's important that we understand and realize that healing is something that I'll be doing for the rest of my life. If you are on that journey, it's something that we'll be doing for a long time. I talk to people who are older than me or my age. They don't see the benefit of it, and that's their business. They don't see the value in it, and that's their business. However, because I'm doing the work and I'm diligent about it and I'm serious about it, that may mean that our dynamics may change. That's just what it is. It may ultimately come to that. So I'm going to end the conversation there. I'd love to hear your feedback. You can send me a message. You can go out to my website, www.keyascoaching.com. That's K-E-Y-A-S coaching.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, Kia McLean, the poet. Again, that's K-E-Y-A, last name M-C-C-L-A-I-N, the poet, all one word. And as always, I'm going to share a poem with you all before I close this thing out. And it is called Consequences. Consequences of your choices will inevitably come. You will miss the lessons and the blessings if you do not succumb. Succumb to the guidance and wisdom from up above and equally important what you hold within. Encamping yourself around nothing but love, allowing forgiveness and redemption to guide and lead your new way. Not pointing blame or resentment toward anyone specifically, just allowing healing and wisdom to create new space. Terminate all your past poor choices and live in the now, because no one or nothing else determines your future. Stand tall and proud about how far you've come. You could still be that person who made nothing but bad decisions and choices. Your life is your own, and you're already on the throne. We were all made to be kings and queens. Be not discouraged about yesterday, for the real tragedy is in continued delay. So again, I'm going to close there. That comes from my book, my first book, My Words Healed My Soul. You can purchase that book on my website. Again, it's www.keyascoaching.com. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Kia McLean the Poet. Also follow my TikTok at Kia McLean the Poet. And you can subscribe to my YouTube if you'd like to do that as well. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. And be sure to share this with your friends and your family. Until next time, peace.